This is Sociotechnica, the podcast that explains the latest tech news and what it means to you and your community. Today's top story in tech is the news that Epic, distributor of mega hit Battlegrounds game Fortnite, has finally decided to release an Android mobile phone version of the game. However, interestingly, Epic has decided to forego releasing it to the Google Play Store, and instead has asked users to download the game and sideload it onto their devices. This process requires users to modify their devices to allow installation from unknown sources in most cases, potentially opening them up to dangerous malware. Epic claims that the decision is purely a financial one, and that they are not interested in paying Google the traditional 30% cut for in-app purchases made in the game. However, the reaction from users has been a general level of concern for what this means for their own devices, especially given that the game is popular amongst under-18s, who might be inclined to hit the agree button and think about the consequences later. From a societal point of view, it provides an interesting perspective on the App Store model for mobile devices. First launched by Apple in 2008, a key difference between the Apple Store and the Google Store is this ability to load apps from sources other than the official App Store, a feature that Google has continued to offer in the vein of being an open ecosystem, but that Apple has traditionally never offered, claiming greater security benefits for the App Store in being part of this walled garden that costs 30%. But it would appear now, with this decision regarding Fortnite, and the resultant uproar in the tech community, that the public has spoken. Given the options of a greater choice of apps in the open model, or a greater level of security in the closed model, it's clear that consumers like the idea of the App Store walled garden and the ability of Apple to control the weeds. Ultimately, Fortnite will continue to be a mega hit for Epic, regardless of how it's distributed, but this situation has certainly provided some food for thought on how our society considers the tech privacy model. Until our next piece of Technology Society news, this has been Dr. Michael Cowling, reminding you that tech is part of our everyday life, so we'd better pay attention. See you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.